The House was the stage for debates on some of the most controversial issues of the year, such as gun rights and restrictions. Republican lawmakers passed a bill that would broaden the list of places that concealed carry weapons permit holders can carry them, to include daycares, police stations, some parts of airports, and other places considered victim zones. And House Speaker Cliff Rosenberger of Clarksville in Southwest Ohio said it's likely that list will get longer.
I'm a huge Second Amendment supporter, and I think that, you know, at the end of the day, the opportunity for citizens to defend themselves wherever that they find themselves is important. And so allowing to continue to find avenues and ways to expand, that's going to be something that we look forward to as a caucus and continue to support.
Democrats call that measure the Guns Everywhere bill, and Minority Leader Fred Strayhorn of Dayton said it's a problem for many in his caucus.
We're pro-Second Amendment, many of us, but we're not necessarily, we don't like the notion that we can't have conversations around gun safety and say, maybe not everywhere. Maybe there are some circumstances where this isn't a good idea. I'm hoping at some point we're not as polarized on that particular issue.
Another touchy topic is the severance tax on oil and gas drillers. An increase in that tax in Governor John Kasich's budget was pulled out by his fellow Republican leaders. Strayhorn said he shares Kasich's concern that if the tax is not increased by lawmakers, activists will do it by taking it to the ballot.
As we do it as legislation, then we can monitor it, we can tweak it as we need it, we can make it, raise it, lower it, redirect money different places. That becomes a challenge if it goes about. I do agree with the governor that the severance tax should be higher.
But Rosenberger said whether to increase the tax or not is best left to lawmakers.
But if we're not careful, it's going to be even more temporary resource if we continue to push too high. And we have a severance tax now. And I also remind, in the last General Assembly, we passed the severance tax at a higher rate. We got no movement on it anywhere else. So as we continue to look at things, and you know, we're not Oklahoma and we're not other states that have traditionally had this happen.
The severance tax is among those under consideration by a commission created in the budget that would study overall tax policy. And then there's abortion. There were 10 bills dealing with that issue proposed in the House and Senate in 2015, most of them seeking to restrict the procedure. And it's set to be a hot topic right away in 2016 with a bill that would require fetal remains from abortions to be buried or cremated. Rosenberger said it's an important measure.
This isn't necessarily about abortion as much as it is about the actual sanctity and dignity of life and how we're going to take care of that as we continue to process forward. So that's why this is important, and I think that's why you're going to see this go forward.
But Strayhorn said he's hoping to see more emphasis on job creation and education in 2016, though he agrees the issue is important in a different way.
I'm a big supporter of Roe v. Wade. Because as much as I respect how emotional this is and of an issue for people, I think it strikes the best balance between the sanctity of life and the rights of the individual to be able to deal with their medical issues and privacy.
The leaders do agree that medical marijuana is a priority issue for 2016, that there may be support for passing some measure to provide limited access to it. Karen Kassler, The Ohio Public Radio, State House News Bureau.